This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The general central bank vibe of late, if central banks can be said to have vibes, is that interest rates are going up to help get a handle on inflation, right? That's what Sudip was talking about. The Fed, the Bank of England, the European Central Bank is expected to raise this summer. One bank going in the opposite direction, though, the People's Bank of China has decided to cut an important interest rate by a fraction of a percent to stimulate its economy. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more on that one.
China's economy is in so much trouble right now that for the first time since 1976, the U.S. economy, according to Bloomberg Economics, is going to grow faster than China's.
You have the numbers just tumbling across China, from steel production to coal to consumer spending to property.
That's Ann Stevenson Yang at J Capital Research. China's numbers are tumbling in large part because of the country's zero COVID policy, which has caused many parts of the economy to grind to a halt.
I'm sure there's a joke by now in China that they've achieved, you know, zero employment and zero production before they've achieved zero COVID.
China's central bank cut only one benchmark interest rate, the one that's used to price mortgages. Mark Williams at Capital Economics says China's been trying to prop up its housing sector.
Particularly housing sales, which have been weak and falling for quite some time.
China would like to do more to juice its economy, but it has a problem. The Federal Reserve, its rate hikes are luring investment to the U.S. David Dollar is with the China Center at the Brookings Institution. He says China's concerned that if it lowers its rates too much,
there would be massive capital outflows. That tends to increase inflation because it makes imported things more expensive.
In other words, the value of China's currency would tank. That would make Chinese goods cheaper and help the Chinese economy. But it's not the message the country wants to send right now, says Wing Tai Wu with the UN Sustainable Development Solutions Network.
One of the biggest tensions between U.S. and China has been trade issues. And this could be misinterpreted as exchange rate manipulation.
Especially, Wu says, given how much the U.S. has been buying from China. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.